ABC Radio Australia.
The countdown is on to see which Pacific athletes will receive special funding called Solidarity Funding to help them on their way to competing in the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. The International Olympic Committee makes grants available to all countries, big and small. But for the island nations, the money is vital and is often the difference between an athlete making it to the Games or not. So, how does it all work and how could the qualification system potentially be improved? Well, to find out, Richard Ewart turns the spotlight on American Samoa.
For swimmer Tulalii Scanlon, a personal best performance in the 100 metres breaststroke at the Olympics in Tokyo was the experience of her sporting life, but she almost didn't make it. For months, she was marooned in Fiji, where she was able to complete her studies at the University of the South Pacific, but she couldn't swim because for most of the time, all pools were closed as a result of the pandemic. However, Tulalii had one thing in her favour. She had money in the bank from the Olympic Solidarity Fund. And once she completed her degree, she put that money to very good use.
I decided to go to a training camp in Thailand. And it was through the funding with the IOC Olympic Solidarity Scholarship, the one that I got through my NOC. So that funding, since we hadn't used it for any competitions in 2020, we saved it up and we used it to send me to Thailand, where I did training from February all the way up into the Olympics. And it worked out quite well because right after I left, Fiji's cases spiked and they actually closed down the pools again.
The Solidarity Fund contains a variety of pots of money that National Olympic Committees can dip into. $45,000 for office costs, for example, and each committee can put athletes forward for scholarships. But the application process can be something of a minefield, which is why the Secretary General of American Samoa's NOC, Ethan Lake, laid on a workshop to guide athletes and administrators through what's out there.
It's really to help out the smaller NOCs that don't have much. For us, for example, American Samoa, we're pretty much 100% dependent on IOC's grant funds because unlike the U.S., we don't have any major sponsors. We're a small little island country. The U.S. has Nike and all the big ones, so they don't really need that kind of money. So I'm not sure what they get in the proportion, but everyone gets different amounts.
But when it comes to supporting individual athletes, the NOCs have to play the odds.
For example, we'll submit 10 names, goes up to IOC, and then they look at it and they'll approve and they say, okay, yeah, we've approved these ones. And then we have to make a choice. If we pick four athletes, that's $1,000 per athlete every month until they actually hopefully make it to the Olympics. They've never qualified for the Olympics before, so you don't give it to an Olympian. You give it to someone that you believe has a chance of qualifying for the first time. And that's the idea, is that you're helping them with their training and everything else.
So they'll be like, okay, this person has trained all these years. They've competed consistently. They're a good person that we could send to the Games. So let's put them forward for the scholarship because it's going to benefit them more than this person. That's what my swimming federation did for me, and that's how I got the scholarship.
Another funding pot inside the solidarity system is in the region of $125,000 per country that can be spent on national sports programs. Such sums are a drop in the ocean for major sporting nations, and even in American Samoa, the money doesn't go far, but Ethan Lake says every cent is still vital.
For countries like Australia, that's like nothing. So obviously they depend on a lot of other stuff. For countries like American Samoa, Tuvalu, Vanuatu, these are very large amounts of money that we definitely could use. But we have 27 sports. So if you divide that with 27 sports, that's like $4,000 or $5,000 per sport. It's not a whole lot.
So if an NOC has someone like Ethan Lake on board who knows their way around the system, the financial support available from the International Olympic Committee can make a significant difference. But what also makes a difference in terms of getting athletes to the Olympics is that Ethan and his team work for nothing.
One of the challenges here in American Samoa, and a lot of the smaller countries are like that, sports programs, they're all volunteer programs. We don't have any money for paying anybody. The only program that's not volunteer is FIFA because they get so much money anyway. But even like myself, as Secretary General, I'm a full-time volunteer to do it. I mean, I have a full-time job. I just left the bank. That's where I work. Our president, he used to work at the college. So for most of us in these smaller countries, we don't pay our coaches. Everyone's a volunteer.
Swimmer Tulalii Scanlon is appreciative of what her NOC has done for her and for the financial support from the Solidarity Fund. But looking ahead to Paris 2024, she says those sums just wouldn't be enough next time round.
I definitely would like to push for another Olympics. And I'm not saying no to the notion. I'm just also looking for more support. because it does cost a lot of money because we don't have the facilities to train very well here. We can, but if I want to perform a lot better and continue at this pace, I would have to be supported at a much higher level than we can currently support here on island. The IOC scholarship was good, but it wasn't nearly enough to support me if I were to continue training at this level.
And if she is to achieve her goal of a second Olympic appearance, Tulale will need to go off island because she has no training partners back in American Samoa and the facilities are very basic.
Another option I was looking at is going to training centers in the United States, training there for maybe a month before a competition just to get that higher level training. So that way I'm also not gone too long away from my day job or something else I'm doing. So we're just working through the options that could support me as an athlete as well as a working person. And yeah, just trying to see what works best.
But even though financial support from the IOC lifts some of the burden on Pacific athletes looking to achieve Olympic qualification, the qualification process itself is not in their favour. Ethan Lake says life would be easier if the Pacific Games were the Oceania Games, with Australia and New Zealand fully on board, and Olympic qualification events are available for all sports in the athletes' own backyards.
We want Oceania qualifications for all of our sports. Yes, Australia and New Zealand would probably dominate, but you know what? It's easier for us to try to qualify in Oceania. Boxing had to go all the way to Jordan to try to qualify. Oceania and Asia are combined. So how fair is that?
Ethan Lake, Secretary General of American Samoa's National Olympic Committee, and the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.